salt shakers.
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me. We'll do it quickly. So just a ha'ara left over from Simen Kof Ches that we forgot to mention, which is you have to be concerned about your salt shakers. Let's say, or spice shakers. I go ahead and I have a spice shaker and I shake spices over an open pot. And there's plenty of zeya going up from the pot. So would that make my let's say, a garlic powder fleishiks, and then I shouldn't be able to use it with milchiks? So l'chora, I would have thought that it's mutter. For two reasons. One is that at that point, the zeya has room to spread everywhere. It's only the spashate. There's no, which we discussed, the sheet of the Bach and the like. And even though we're machmir on that, but only machmir, l'chatchila, we're machmir that way, when it's yad soladispo. And here the zeh is not yad soladispo, presumably, the haraya, you're putting your hand into it to shake. And certainly it doesn't make the spice shaker itself yad soladispo. And we already saw that even if it was a safek about yad soladispo, it's very hard to measure whether zeh is yad soladispo, because if you keep your hand there long enough, it could get hot. And be too hot. But Lamaisa, we saw even Suffolk Yatzel, I suppose, mutter, because really the Bach's argument makes a lot of sense. So, and then we could even add much more, which is let's say it did. Let's say the Zaya was Yatzel, that's bow, or it made the top of the salt shaker, the fleishiks. But that doesn't make the pepper, let's say, fleishiks, right? And let's say it did make some of the pepper fleishiks, that the pepper that fell into your soup. And let's say, no, like the last mashahu of pepper that was about to fall into your soup became fleishiks, and then you like turned back the spices and it fell back into the spice shaker. So it should be batel chad betray in the spices, right? So l'chora makes a lot of sense that you wouldn't have to be machmir. However, if you look at the body of Shulchan, Simon Tzadi base, Sif Katan Kuf Samachay, he's Machmir, even if it's not Yatzel Ladispo. Why? Not so sure, but it seems like he's being Mesiaches to Zaya as Be'en. Like, just like if liquid got absorbed into a solid, so you'd have a concern, even if it was cold, right? You had a piece of bread that and you put it onto milk and it absorbed milk. So you would say, okay, the bread's milchix. And we would say, 1 second, there's no blios. It's not yad soladispo. Because it absorbed the chalav physically. So it sounds like he's learning Zaya that way, which scientifically might make sense, though it doesn't seem like the halacha views it that way. But even if you did view it that way, still l'chorod, it would only make the, again, those top spices milchix, which got then would become batel in the rest. And anyway, I don't understand the way he's looking at it, because how does he understand a Trumas Hadeshen? So, right. I mean, l'chorod, just to say, even the Trumas Hadeshen would agree that you would need hadacha, perhaps, on that meat. He just thinks that there's no blios, right? In other words, those salamis that are hanging above your cooking milk, so you would wash them off. The point is that there would be no absorption and hadacha would be sufficient. So maybe the body is saying that, like, since there's no hadacha for tavlin, so since you have to be machmir, again, you'd have to do hadacha on the salami and you can't do hadacha on your pepper. So memela, it would become fleishiks. That's the logic of the chumrah, the Badei Shulchan. So it's still going to be chad betray, exactly. L'char would still be batel chad betray. And therefore,
means, yeah.
I don't know if you'd have nabar not, but you would have betel chad betray.
Why not nabar not? Dover charif?
A. And B, it's interesting how you'd look at it. In terms of the zeya, but because you're going to pour it mamish into the milk, the spices. So that would depend on how you look at Zeh in terms of not burnout. Mm-hmm. But one way or the other, it should be still batel chad betray, right? So I think, and I think Rabbi Willard told me this also, that you know, you don't have to do this. You don't have to be makbid about it. For all the reasons that we said, is it a chumrah? I could hear the chumrah. I know some people are makbid to have two separate spices, but I don't think it's something that you need to do.
Could the Badei Shulchan be like the Shita, so that it's the end, so it's sort of like the she'inam, you know, that it's not like...
It's not the end in that sense. It gets absorbed into the pepper, and the pepper is batel min b'lino.
No, it's not like there's residue in the shaker, like little...
Oh, I don't think so. I don't know. It would be on the outside of the shaker. It wouldn't have an effect.
Yeah. We mentioned, I think last time, that it's more stabber to be machmir for like your kitchen spices, not your table spices.
Table spices would be more mako, because there's even less likely to have an issue of zeya, unless you have kids around, in which case for sure you have to be mako. Machmir, I mean. Because the kids dump the salt
into
the
food.
Yeah. Then you have to worry about ketchup also.
Right, so yeah.
If you let
your
if you let your kids put out their ketchups, then it might be an Eitzah Tova to have two sets of ketchups.
Or
don't let them do it. Obviously, with these kinds of things, Chachamein of the Rosho. Okay. So, now back to Kuf Tes and Shitas HaRash. So let's talk a little bit about Yediyas HaTarobes. The Badei HaShulchan in the Sifkat Zayin mentions a machlokas achronim, whether Yediya is de'araisa or not, according to the Rash. I didn't look into it very much, but from the Rayos that he brings, it's pretty clear to me it would be de'araisa. Let's just give one example. One of the Rayos of the Rash that Yediya is mid'oraisa is that he gives the halacha is if you have a psul in kachim kodem hefshet, so then it's nisraf, and if the psul is la'achar zrika, then it's not nisraf. So treifa is an example that's kodem hefshet, right? Obviously this animal was always treifa. What if you discovered the psul that it was a treifa la'achar zrika? So the halacha is, it's like it was nifsal achas rika, and it's not town sreifa. So what's the raya for there? So, alma yediya goremes hadavar, bein l'isser bein l'heter. Wow. So when you read that raya at first, you're very surprised. At least I was very surprised, because this raya has nothing at all to do with bittel. Right? Nothing at all. So how is it a raya to anything? It's not. How do you prove from here that yediyah is going to bittel in a taroves? This is not a taroves, and it's not bittel. So what you see is that the ikar hochacha is that a chalos is not chal without yediyah. And the Rush holds that bittel is a chalos. Exactly. It's too bad Hoodie isn't here. And bittel is a chalos, according to the Rush. And therefore, like that chalos, which is only chal and yediya, so to this chalos is only chal and yediya. Now, the ikar makor of the Rush in terms of bittel yediya with respect to a taroves is from the Mishnah Trumos. The Mishnah over there said, "Saw truma shenafla lamea, velo hispik lagbia ad shenafla cheres, harezu asura Reb Shimon matir." And Yushalmi says, what's the machlokas? So the Tana Kama Reb Shimon are arguing about whether Havramasa Mekachasa or Yediyasa Mekachasa. So the Rush makes a diak that according to Reb Shimon, Kol HaOmed Laharim is Kimuram Dami, and therefore as long as you had Yediya, then it's Batel, and therefore if something else falls in, it would also be Batel, because it's Sofa Laharim, and therefore it's Mutter. And the Rabbanan say no, that Kol HaOmed Laharim is Lav Kimuram Dami, and therefore Yediya is not enough, and Mimela the two Sion are going to be Mitzdaref. It's Kilu they fell at the same time. So the Rush says, but Midrib Shimon Nishmala de Rabbanan, that when you have Isurim that don't require Harama, like anything besides Truma, so then everybody would agree that the Yediyah is Gorim the Bittel. And that being the case, so, and the only machlokes, that's a diak of Rav Shimon and Rabbanan, is only in a case where you need harama, and the question is, do we say kol omid laharim kiru ramdami? So that's another raya for the Rush. Now, what's the logic? So, it's an interesting question. You see, if you just said that yedia is a din in bittel, and you think that the Rush is vart of yedia is dafka by taroves yavesh yavesh, so then I could have said, and we considered this possibility yesterday, that maybe it's because the whole creation of a taroves yavesh yavesh is really al yedei yedia, because there's no objective taroves. It's only my ignorance that creates the tarovis. So maybe it's my ignorance that creates the tarovis, and it's my awareness of the tarovis, my ignorance, that also creates the bittel. And if you said that, so then it would be limited, this chiddush would be limited to a tarovis yavish biyavish. Maybe for a tarovis of lach balach, it wouldn't be the idea that's goreim the bittel. It's the objective tarovis that causes the bittel. So first of all, if you go back to what we were saying before about a chalos and a raya from his raya from Sulei Mukdashin, it's not so simple to say that. But at the very least, you can't say that Vadasa Mechaber. How do I know that? Because the Mechaber says that Yedia is goreim the bittel even for lach belach. This is in Siman Sadi Dalet, Sif Beis. Im tachav hakaf bekedera shnei pa'amim, velo noda beintayim, tzarech shnei pa'amim shishim. So what does that mean? If I put the spoon in, a milchik spoon into a fleishik pot, or a treif spoon into a kosher pot, tzadi dalad sif beis. I put a treif spoon into a kosher pot, so I do it once, there's shishim, right? And then I do it a second time, without yedia, what's the halacha? Aser. With yedia, what's the halacha? Mutter. Right? Why? Because yedia is garm the bittel. Like the Rush. But this is not talking about yavish b'yavish. We saw other sources. Take a look at the Gra over there, Sivka Nachas, who makes this point. Take a look at the... We mentioned the Mordechai Shita, though the Rush doesn't have to agree to that. But the Rush, the Mordechai said that... that we say kama kama batil when there's yediyah, and if there's no yediyah, we say chos v'neir. That's the Mordechai Avodah Zarah, tuf nun ches. We talked about that earlier. You see a similar thing in the Darkei Moshe, right, which we talked about earlier, that yediyah is goreim chanan, and that's talking about lach b'lach as well. We don't say chanan without yediyah. That's in the Darkei Moshe, Simen Tzadi Tes, Sif Katan Hey, even though the Shach claims that the Darkei Moshe was chozer from that, but that so if you don't say that's the pshat, if you don't say that yediyah is dafka because it's taroves yavish b'yavish and yediyah is goreim the taroves some emeli yediyah is goreim the bittel, is there another way to explain how why yediyah works? So one approach we alluded to before is that the Rush's vart is a din in a chalos. Bittel's a chalos, Isser's a chalos, and the like. And that brings us back, if you're going to apply it to Tom Kicker, to the sugi of Tom Kicker, to what extent is Tom Kicker a chalos or just a lack of bittel? Rav Schechter, if you want to take a look, this is in the footnote 15 in Shiurei Harav. So he says, no, that the Mahalich and the Rush really is that... Bittel berov is a hanhaga be'alma, and the Torah said that you could be misnaig with this kilu. There's no iser, and because it's a hanhaga, so then of course it's going to be taloi in yediyah, because it's not shaykh a hanhaga without a yediyah. And in a moment we'll see perhaps some further evidence within the Rush to take this approach that it's a hanhaga. And I guess this brings us to two possible ways to read the Rush. In Seder, we worked this out already, but just to chazer, to make it clear, the machlokas between Ahudi and Shmuel about how to understand the Rush. So, this is also the machlokas between Rabbi and me. So, at first glance, when you read the Rush, it sounds like nefach is really nefach legamrei, meaning to say the iser mamish turned into heter, and it's mamish heter. Now, if that's true, so then you'd have to ask, why do we say chozer v'neir? Okay, so that's the first point in the Rush that makes you start wondering, maybe it's actually not truly nefach, it doesn't really turn into heter. The iser remains there in some latent form at the very least. Moreover, a number of the rayos don't really allow for a true nefach. Let's consider some of the rayos. So the Rush writes, Vo defilu kula aminan matzah min esmin of neyor, detznan beperkei detrumos, sashal trumos shenefal lefachos mimea, v'tachnu v'osiro, keshem shosiro hachulin, kach osiro hatruma v'aser. V'myada shachitin shachulin yafos mishal truma mutter, perish mishum de shachulin, hosiro v'shal truma lo hosiro v'yeshkan echadumea. So what's the idea? The idea is, let's say, in both directions, we say chozer v'neir. L'chumra n'l'kula. So if you started off with a shear, and then you crushed it, you did tchina, now there isn't a shear, it's aser, right? It's chozer v'neir. And the reverse as well. If you start off without a shear, and then you crush it, and then now it has a shear, it's mutter. And we don't say it remains permanently aser. Now, what I don't understand from this raya is that, you know, as far as I know, until now, I've never seen this idea of like a chanan in that direction. Meaning to say, what kind of raya do you have from the fact that originally, right, remember, we saw that basically everybody doesn't say chanan for yavish b'yavish. Basically, right? So maybe there is, but yeah. And maybe this is the Ramban. But basically we don't say Hanan for Yavish B'Yavish, and certainly for something like this where you had, I don't know, one Sav Truma, 99 Sav Chulin. At least I would have thought that there's no Hanan. And clearly in this case there's no Hanan, because otherwise it shouldn't be Chos V'Neir L'Heter, right? So there's no real Hanan. There's no Nefach. When you have one Sav Truma, 99 Sav Chulin, it's not the Pshat that the Chulin are Nefach L'Isser, right? There's no Hanan. Rather, what's the pshat? The pshat is not to eat them. Why not? There's not a sheer bittel. There's no, I would have thought at least, there's no chalos iser on the heter. The heter hasn't been transformed to iser. It's simply that I'm not allowed to eat it because there's no sheer. And memela, once I add a little more heter, or the ratio changes due to the tchina, so then it will be mutter. So how could you prove, why is that an example of chozer v'neyur l'heter? That's not like chozer v'neyur if you hold of nefach. Because if you hold of nefach, then chozer v'neyur is really a transformation, right? If you really hold of nefach, that the iser is nefach l'heter when you have bittel, so the iser turns into heter, it's mamish heter, and then you add a little more iser, and it turns back, it reverts back to iser. And that's not what would have happened in the case of heter. It's not pshat that when you have 99 to 1, all the heter turns into iser, and when you add one more heter, it turns back into heter. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that there originally wasn't a shear, and now there's a shear.
Lashon of chozer v'neir is a little different.
Okay.
It awakens in Hanaga.
I didn't say anything about Hanaga yet. I didn't say Hanaga. I mean, that's what Shachter said, but I'm not up to that yet.
Isn't this all a good, where he's saying this all, isn't it all a good raya, like,
so what is he saying? So L'chora, what it shows me, is that Be'etzim the Chiddush is, of the Rush, is that when you have a hora'a b'makom ta'aroves, it's not a hachra'a that's permanent, that can't change, rather, if the situation changes, so then the halacha changes. So this might be very similar to saying it's anhaga. The way Rav Shachter said it was, it's just an anhaga. The way I thought to say it was a little different. It's the pshat is basically that he's telling you a klal in dine psak, and that's why. That's the reason why I'm saying it the way I'm saying it, is because he brings rayos from cases that have nothing to do with bittel. That's why I wouldn't say it's a hanhaga in terms of bittel, the bittel's hanhaga. This has nothing to do with bittel, actually. This is nothing to do with bittel. This is a klal in hanhaga of psak that when you pask in one way, we don't see it as a closed case. We see it as an open case, such that if the scenario will change, we reevaluate. And that's why I think he could bring a raya from the pigle case, right? V'yaketz ki yashin ha-pigle. What's his raya over there? That, let's say somebody went ahead and he said, chatzi zayis chutz l'zmanu and chatzi zayis chutz l'makomo. That was his machshava. And then, so that those two machshavos are mitstarev to passel the karban, but not to make pigle, right? Pigle is dafka chutz l'zmanu. Chutz l'makomo isn't pigle. So, but you need a kezias, a machshava and a kezias to passel the karban. So if you have a machshava chatzi zayis chutz l'zmanu, chatzi zayis chutz l'makomo, those two machshavos are mitzdarif to passel the karban, but not to mefagel the karban. Right? In other words, you wouldn't be chayv karis if you ate it. And then, later on, you had another machshava for a chatzi zayis chutz l'makomo. So says the Gemara, v'yaketz kiyashin ha-pigol. Same thing, lashon is chos of an air, right? It wakes up. It was asleep, it woke up. Right, meaning to say the machshava psula of pigol wakes up and is mitzdarif now with the other machshava of a chatzi zayis for pigol to now cause the carbon to be pigol. Oh, now, and says the Rush, ah, now I have an amazing ride that chos of vineyar. But again, what's going on here? There's no tarovas there, right? It's machshavos. It's machshava and a half a chatzi zayis to have. There's no bittel, there's no taroves. How do you bring from there a raya to chozer v'neir by a taroves? So again, what I would say is that the answer is that this is a question of how you look at chalos or psak or the like. And the answer is just because we paskind on this animal that it's pasul, not altspigel, but it's not a closed case. So now when you have the additional machshava poselas, it could be mitzdarif to cause it to be pigle. Okay. That's the way I wanted to learn it. What's the other way to learn it?
You can't really explain lach b'lach, all the rise that Rebbe was bringing before.
That's why I like it to say it the way I said it.
Yeah.
It's very similar to Rosh Hashanah, but a little different. So just to summarize, and we'll go on to some of the other the Rush's discussion of Magad Masa. So one way to do it is to understand that it's a din in Hora'ah, that when we pask in L'chumra or L'kula, we're not mesiachis to it as a closed question, but as an open question. And that's why if you have a psak L'chumra, you can revisit it, L'kula, and the like. Now, what's the other alternative reading? Hudi's reading and Rabbi's reading. No, the Rush holds, actually, that just like Isser is nefach leheter with bittel, so too, heter is nefach leisser. So I said to that, mechtesi, how do you know? Maybe, so they said, from the source of the whole thing, namely, achrem lahatos. Because achrem lahatos is, achrem lahatos is in both directions, right? If you think that we look at Dayanim, so we follow Rov Dayanim Lakula and Lachumra Kilu, and therefore here too it should go Lakula and Lachumra. And even though we don't seem to have so much of a precedent for that in the laws of Yaradeya, but at least going back to the Makor would be conceivable. The Kol Shekain is better if you say my way. Yes? Okay, right. I don't know like how it was so certain for the Rush to look at it that way, such that to look at the Tyrovis 99-1 in a way as the 99 being Nefach L'Isser, such that he had a Raya. In other words, you could have looked at it the other way, that they're just Asser because it's not a Shir Bittel, not because they're Nefach. But I think the most difficult aspect of this approach is going to be the Raya from Pigle.
Why? Pigle?
It's nothing to do with Rove. That's my point. It's a raya to the question that when we have a chalos, it's still an open question. It's not a closed question. That's my mahalich.
No,
their mahalich is no, that this is a din in bittel, that iser nafach lehater means that it's taka nafach lehater. In other words, we're talking about the character, right? The debate between Rabbi and me is, does bittel relate to the identity of the object or simply the halachic status of the object, right? How we approach the object. My argument is bittel relates to the halachic status of the object, how we approach the object. What Rabbi is suggesting is no, that bittel does in fact relate to the identity of the object, and when it's nefach leheter, the identity changes. And likewise, the same thing would be in the other direction, which is that when you have one iser and 99 heter, the identity of those 99 heter transforms into iser, which is why the two are could go in both directions. That's I think see that as a very big chiddush. How do you know that the identity of the 99 heter turned into iser? But moreover, I don't see how that might be even Rabbi saying, well, you're right, that's the gzeres hakasav of bittel, that it affects the identity of everything else. But it's more than that, because you have to say there's bittel when there's one iser and 99 heter that turns everything into iser.
Again, if
that's not bittel.
Tarovis has to present a united front.
Right.
There's no such thing as
right, but that but to say that the Tarovis presents a united front when the rove, based off of the rove, is one thing. Based off the miyad is a much bigger chiddush, right? You're
right.
Saying that the one transforms the other 99, ki'ilu, the one is the rove, even though the one is the miyuta, the miyuta.
Right. If I can't revatal it, then yes. It
right, but there's no basis for that. As bittel can't prove
yes,
that the miyuta is going to be the rove. Right, so that's, and pigle.
The one that says.
So all these things make,
everyone to say,
like, why I thought this is, the Pasha Pshat in the Rush is the way I said it. Yes?
I still don't see how Pigel is a raya, because I still think you could say it's the halos that determines the nature.
Good. That's me. I'm saying that every halos is still an open question.
No, I'm saying that it defines the actual nature, just like bittel would. It's not bittel, it's a halos, but...
Right, well, you could say that, I agree, but how do you know how could you learn from there to bittel? In other words, maybe different... things have the chalos works differently for each one.
No, so I know what he's saying. This is exactly what Hudib was saying. Hudib was trying to use the rush all year to prove that a chalos requires yidiyah, and that's not a steer to per se how Hudib wants to read the rush.
I wanted to say
the whole part, but
right. Okay, good.
Because Rebbe is an alternative way of reading the Truma case now. Once you say that it's all about yidiyah being gorim chalos,
right?
Or,
okay. Anyway, these are the different ways to learn the rush.
Isn't the lashon go mashma more like the nefach?
Which lashon? Nefach?
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, if I just had that, I totally agree. That's why I was shocked when I read on in a rush after I saw it say nefach. But I don't think it's
why does it work like Rav Chanan?
Because the Rayos don't support that. Again, the comparison to Pigel, for example. Okay. I thought, by the way, also, the Tosas, the famous Tosa Rush in Bava Metzia, works very nicely with this approach, which is the Tosa Rush in Bava Metzia. Right, by Kafat Zachamin Amenuyev, Tosus asks over there and Avav, why is it that by Kafat Zachamin Amenuyev we don't say bittel? And so Tosus doesn't answer the question, but the Rush answers Asiri Vadai Velo Asiri Safek. So the way the Rush says it is like this, right? Afilu ki aminan called the Parsh Mu'a Parsh Asiri Safek Mikri Elisha Toira Hetira safek za bisurin kedachsev achram lahatos v'nefach ha'iser laheter al yidei bittel berov aval hacha liolam lo nafik mechlal safek asiri. And I think actually that's why I'm not bothered by the lashon of nefach, what the Rosh is saying, and this is really what he says by Tumas Mas as well, we'll get to it in a second, which is that in each area of halacha, you have to look at the shaila on its own terms. So, what is the Rosh saying over there? He's saying, Lagabe taroves, lagabe most in him, bittel, or kol deparish, creates a situation of nefach, right? This is heter. It's not safek, it's heter. Heter gamor, right? You could eat all three pieces at once. If you couldn't, if bittel berov remained a safek, we would call it a safek, then you would surely not be able to eat three at once. That's the rid. You should be chai v'chatas, right? If you eat all three at once. The Rosh says, no, it's nefach. You can eat all three at once. But it's also a safek. And therefore, it's a siri vaday v'lo a siri safek. How could that be? The answer is, we have two different standards, right? One standard is a din that requires vaday heter, like Meiser Behema, Siri Vadai Velo Siri Safek. Oh, if that's your standard, you need Vadai. The Nefach doesn't even give you Vadai. But when it comes to eating, Machal Sasuris, where the Torah says you can't say Bittel, the Torah is saying, no, you don't need Vadai Heter for it to be Mutter. You need Safek Heter to be Mutter with Rov. And Nefach happens. Right? And that's sort of the end of the Rosh. The end of the Rosh is a very interesting thing. He says, you know, for Tumas Maga, we're going to be Mako. And then for Tumas Masa, we're going to be Machmir. And he says, well, like, why am I splitting? And he says, because there's two parshias of Tumma. And then he says, well, why don't I say the same thing with Machol Sasuros? And there's only one parsha of Machol Sasuros. And since the Torah said, Achram Lahatos, Mamish, the Rosh sounds like, it's Ki'ilu, the Torah said Achram Hatos on this thing, to apply it to Bittel and Chol Sasuros. So the Torah said Achram Hatos, and therefore, if we didn't say Nafach, it wouldn't be Mutter to eat them. And the Torah says it's Mutter to eat them, so Memela, we say Nafach. And the like. And that's really, again, the way I see the Yisod of the Rosh, which is that. Again, if you held this was nefach meant it was transformed in terms of its identity, so then it would be very strange to say it has two identities. It has one identity lagabe eating, and one identity lagabe maaser behema, and one identity lagabe maga, and one identity lagabe masa.
Is that a kasha? Rav Chaim doesn't deny the fact that the dayan passes the chova is always passing the chova, even though he's overruled. It just happens to be that his presentation of his psak in the second stage.
Right, but but the final halachic conclusion is that he doesn't exist anymore.
Well, that's not true. Let's say you have a kind of case where Mosif Dayanim, for whatever reason, by Dinan Nefashis, for example.
We're Mosif Dayanim, that's because there's no Bittel. No? Is the Pshat that we're Mosif Dayanim post Bittel? No, I'm serious. And I don't know if we'd say that.
Naftamin is for whether he's kind of, let's say there's a incorrect psak. Lemaskana. So just because he's misbattled with the Torah to the Gemara Din doesn't mean that he has to pay now for the mistake that the Beis Din made.
What's the halacha there?
I have to look at it again. We're really excited about this.
That's fascinating. Yeah. I didn't think about that. Okay. But even then, in the case where you have to pay, the pshat is there wasn't bittel, it wasn't a psak. It's Tavadar Mishnah. Well, anyway, I don't know. Interesting shailas. Okay. So we talked a little bit about, and there's more to say about the Machlokas Bach and Shach, about whether the Rashba would agree to Yudia, and there's a Minchas Yaakov on this. It's an interesting question. I guess we don't really have time to go into this. There are a bunch of Achronim who assume that that Yudia is only Derabhanan. And I referred to them last time, and they bring Rayos. I didn't really understand their Rayos. So, but take a look at the, if you want, look at the Minchas Yaakov, Klal Lamed Tesif, Katan Yud Ches.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Lamed Tes Yud Ches. We did that one together.
Okay.
We're not going to talk about it again, but obviously, Chozer V'Neyur is okay. We talked about already, so I don't think we're going to the Machlokas Rishonim about whether we say Chos Vinei or not.
Rosh Rabbit,
yeah, and the Shach Rosh. So. I don't want to go into it too much, but it is very kedai to work on Shitas HaRambam here in terms of Bitul Yavish B'Yavish. And the Rambam has really a very fascinating Shita. If you look at Perek Tezvav and Machol Sasuros, he writes at the beginning over there, Davar Aser, Shinis Arev B'Davar Mutter, Min B'She'enu Mino, B'No Sein Tam. Umin B'Mino, She'efshar la'amod al ta'amo yivatel berov. The Aruch HaShulchan Simen Tzadi Ches Sifkan Chav Zayin says you see that Yavish V'Yavish Min B'She'en Omino is not batel midarais achad betray, because he's not machalik between lach b'lach and Yavish B'Yavish, right? What does he say again? Davar shenis arev b'davar mutter min b'she'en omino b'no sintan u'min b'mino Sheyesher lamod al taimo yivatel berov. I didn't think that makes a lot of sense, though. So I thought the pshat in the Rambam was that there's no situation of min b'sheinu mino yavish b'yavish, because you could always be makir it. You could be makir it by looking at it. You could be makir it by tasting it, because they taste different, right? Okay, I don't know what he would say about the Shach's fancy case of Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Sheinu Mino, when you have three different species of animals and you forgot which one was shechted poorly. Maybe he would agree in that case. He just doesn't pass in that case because it's not in Shas. The Shach made it up. Okay, let's go on into Rambam. I want to focus on really Halacha Dal and Halacha Hay. Rambam writes like this. Nafal Chalev Chalev Klayos L'Chalev Ha'Aliyah V'Nimuach HaKol Right? In other words, bitul chad betray yavish b'yavish works midiraisa. Al-divrei sofrim hakol aser ad shiyova davar ha'aser me'otzem mi'uto v'lo yia davar chashuv she'eno omedes kemo shizbar. So what is the sheer bitul for Rabbanan, for Yavish B'Yavish? Answer, Yovar HaDavar Me'otzem Miuto. That's the shir. So that's not Chad Betray. It's Yovar HaDavar Me'otzem Miuto, unless it's a Davar Chashev. And in Halacha Hay also, right? Uvakama Yisari of Davar HaAser V'Yovar Me'otzem Miuto. What is that? Yesh Davar Shashir B'Shishim V'Yesh Shashir B'Me'ah V'Yesh Shashir B'Masayim. In other words, there are different shirim. So first of all, you see the Rambam holds that the shear for Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Mino Shishim, which is a number of Rishonim hold that way. We obviously don't pass in that way, but that's the view of the Rambam. And the Gedder is that the shear bittel is Nevad Me'otzem Mi'uto. And then Chachamim gave a bunch of shiurim. When does something sort of lose its identity, get swallowed up in the mass? Sometimes 60, that's a regular Isser. Sometimes 100, sometimes 200, sometimes due to its chashivas, never. We say since this is chashav, it's never nevad me'otzem miyuto. It always retains its identity and is not lost. And what's so fascinating is that what the Rambam, I think, is basically saying, though this is Durabbanan, is he's saying that midrabbanan you need the same type of mechanism for yavish b'yavish as you have for lach b'lach. Namely, that it loses its identity by becoming part of the larger mixture. Right? Ad sheyovar adavar miyotzem miyuto is the same thing as what he calls eno omed be'eno, which is the sheer bittel for lach belach. You know, to think of it this way, when I have three different pieces, so I have three distinct pieces. When I have 75 pieces, then I have a mixture. And therefore, at that point, it's nevad be'otzem miyuto. That's the shear for the Rambam. And you could say, you don't have to say this, but it's a little ishitaso, right? Why do we say lach belach? Not we, like, let's say the mainstream view, lach belach needs shishim midrabanan. Xeira atu mim sheno mino. But according to the Rambam, would mim sheno mino require shishim midaraisa? No.
Min
b'sheno mino. No. It wouldn't be asa midaraisa. It's only asa midaraisa when you have kazayas b'chde achilas pras. Right? So just saying derabanan atu deraisa doesn't work so well for the Rambam. Anyway, and take a look at the Radvaz, who really presents this whole Mahalach the Rambam very beautifully. Okay, more to say, but some minor issues since we're out of time. Chad betray, is Chad betray literal or not literal? So the Pischei Tshuva Sifkat Aleph cites a machlokus between the Prichadish and the Minchas Yaakov. Whether rov is enough, i.e. 51%, or you need kefel, like chad betray, literally. And he writes that even according to the Machmirim, that you do need chad betray ratio. That's only midrabanan. Darkei tshuva is machalik between maybe isur deraisa and isur derabanan. Only in isur deraisa do you need kefel. Anyway, ayin sham. That's one machlokas aposkim in our simon. Another very fascinating question is, what if you have shtei chatichos ketanos? So the Shach, Sivkat and Vav writes, it's batol chad betrei, kolomer berov, fine, he says rov. Vafilu leka rov, ela bahanach trei, shen ketanim meha iser, batol. So what does this mean? So this could mean one of two things. It could mean that you have three pieces, and one of the pieces is larger than the other two pieces, right? In other words, in terms of volume, you have, it's possible, because since you don't know which one is this or which is Mater, you actually have a situation where in volume, it's Rov Isser, though two out of the three pieces you know are Mutter, and that's the Chiddush. Alternatively, that's the view of the Chazon Ish, if you want to see it, Lamed Zayin Chaf. You need Rov Minyan, you don't need Rov Binyan. And that's intuitively, I think, the simplest understanding, because Lemaisa, the basis of the Rov is, you know, Alpi Rov, this piece is Mutter, Alpi Rov, this piece is Mutter. We're looking at pieces when we're talking about a Tarovasi Yavish Biyavish. But the Gilyon Marsha quotes Lamed Zayin Chaf. The Gilyon Marsha quotes the Chinuch Beis Yehuda, who says, no, you need Rov Binyan. And then you could ask, what's the Chiddush of the Marsha? In other words, of the Shach. If, in fact, it's true that you know that Rove volume is also Mutter, so of course, what difference does it make that one piece is a little bigger, right, than the other pieces? What's the Chiddush? So you have to say, no, the Chiddush is that you only need 51%, and he's giving an example. How could you ever have a situation where 51% is Mutter if you have three pieces? The answer is that one of the pieces is bigger than the other two. Fine. Now, L'chora, the Chazon Ish, though his position, I said before, makes a lot of sense, is very difficult to say in the Rush. Why? Because the Rush writes that there's no such thing as a situation where Shlashtan Mutter, but it's Aser Levashlam. And here, if you were to be Mevashel them, it would be an Iser Deraisa. Why? Because there's not Rov anymore. Now, if you held like the Shach, that would actually be okay. Because the Shach holds that we don't say Chos V'Neir unless there's Nisina Stam. But the Rush doesn't hold that way. The Rush holds even by Min B'Mino we say Chos V'Neir. So that would mean that if you cooked all three together, you would have an Isser Deraisa. And therefore, and the Rush said, certainly he said it in Yavish B'Yavish, there's no such thing as something that's Mutter B'Achila, but then when you cook it together, it's Yiru Zasama Deraisa. So that's why I thought that the Chinuch Beis Yudah for sure has to be right in the Rush. Within the view of the Rush.
Why do you say that would create Isser Deraisa?
Now, you're Lashitascha. When I said this to you the last time, you said, no, that doesn't make any sense. We wouldn't say Chos V'Neir over here. But we know the Rush says you say Chos V'Neir even by crushing it up. In other words, first you said, well, maybe we only say Chos V'Neir when there's an introduction of additional Isser. Here, there's no introduction of additional Isser. You're just cooking up what you had before. So I said, no, but we know that's not true because the Rush says we even say Chos V'Neir just by crushing it.
changes the ratio.
Ah, so that's what you said last time as well. So Baruch Hashem, you're very consistent. But to me,
what's the piece here again? Are we talking about?
Yeah.
You have three pieces. Let's imagine what the Isser piece is larger than the two Heter pieces.
Right.
So are they batal or not when they're in a state of Yavish B'Yavish? So that's Machlokas. So my question is like this. Could the Rush follow the lenient feel? So I thought, no, the Rush can't follow the lenient feel. Why is it that the Rush can't follow the lenient feel? Because the Rush says anytime you have three things that are mutter, if you cook them up, they have to remain mutter. And here, if you cooked it up, it would be aser, because it should be chos v'neir, because at this point, when you're talking about a terov salach b'lach after you cook it, so then obviously you look at the total volume. Total volume is rov iser.
And how did the Chinuch Yehuda solve that problem?
Oh, the Chinuch Yehuda says you need rov binyan and rov minyan to be mutter.
So he argues with the shach.
He agrees with the shach. That's what the shach means.
Katan,
the other two pieces are smaller than the other one, but still, rov volume is aser. Look at the Gilyan Marsha. That's the way he reads the Shach. And the Chiddush of the Shach is that it's good enough with 51%. I just don't want to miss Marv. Okay. So, and this was basically, right, the Shoel Shaila by the Tshuvas HaRashba and the like. Fine. The next thing, which we don't have time to talk about, is a lot of things. Like, I want to talk about Kemach and what's Yavish B'Yavish. All these important questions. Isidore. In terms of Kemach, just take a look. The Shach claims it's a machlokas between Rishonim about Kemach. The Chavos Das tries to argue that everybody agrees that it's lach b'lach. And basically what comes out is how do you understand what's special about Kemach? According to the Shach, the pshat in Kemach being lach b'lach is because the chatichos are so small, it's like it's lach, right? Or maybe since it has to be combined together to be useful, then it's like lach b'lach. And if you learn it that way, then Tosus and Yevamos must disagree with this. But if you learn the Chavos Das, he has a different pshat. The Chavos Das says that the reason why Kemach b'Kemach is lach b'lach is because, like this, it doesn't make sense. Lefi Ro'os Ha'ayin, even Kemach, are discrete units, right? So, of course, it's Yavesh B'Yavesh. Except, since Lemaisa, you can't eat them in a way that they won't be nosing Tam B'Zeh B'Zeh, because they're so small, so that's why they're Lach B'Lach. And therefore, the Chavos Das says that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we wouldn't say that. Because, and when Tosfos says what he says, in Yevamos, it's within Rabbi Yehuda. And that's because the Chumra of Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, is because you're toim the Tam HaIsser, right? Like Tosus and Avodah Zarah and Rabbi's favorite Vart. So, Memela, according to that understanding, it's only going to be Lach B'Lach according L'Didan, but not according to Rabbi Yehuda, in which case, everybody would agree. Okay. There's a very important Rabbi Kiv Eger, you should all see, is Sifkat and Gimel, about Yavish B'Yavish Mim She'en Umino, and some of them are lost, do you need shishim or not? But we don't have time to do that. So instead we'll have to stop here, and everybody should have a Feiluch and Purim, and I'll see you Shabbos, Feiluch and Purim, I'll see you in Purim. Thank you, Hashem. Okay, Shkayel.